Guess what today is?
Let me guess.
It's today, Monday.
Ding, 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 ding.
We have a winner.
You win.
Oh, boy. What's my prize?
The chance to
get to work.
I should have stayed in bed.
Well, it's too late now.
Hop it, Adam. Come on. Let's go.
All right, people, let's get started.
Okay, it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. I go out to a lot of counties, and let me tell you, we have a lot of problems with the Nevada legislature, and they are trying to take advantage. So whether it be property taxes or taxing you for mileage. That's right. They're looking at Bill to go through and tax your mileage. Now, I was just having a brief conversation with one of my producers, Craig, and we were talking about the mileage tax. And he was saying, yeah, but they're going to, you know, lower the other taxes to push this one through. So electric car owners pay for the roads as well since they don't buy gas. Well, there are a lot of hybrids out there that also pay for gas. And you have to remember, with your car, you don't pay for electricity. And they do. Just like those people that couldn't charge their electric vehicles in Texas when they had that massive disaster. Environmental, of course. Of course. Watch the geoengineering video I told you about. So, and actually it's a documentary. It's not just a video that somebody threw together. It's an actual documentary. So when we're looking at this mileage tax, so they want to tax you for every mile you drive. I would like to also remind you that not only is the Nevada state legislature looking at that, but the Biden-Harris administration has come out and they are looking at that as well to pay for the infrastructure bill. So what is that all driven to do? A very smart man who shall remain nameless taught me one thing early in my career. And that was, if you want to kill an industry, get rid of something, just keep taxing it and it'll go away. Just keep taxing it. Raise the taxes on theaters and going to the movies so they have to charge more. Charge more for mileage in taxes. Charge more for gas in taxes. Guess what people do? They stop driving. So, what happens? Eventually, they will find another way to raise money. And those taxes, once they are put in place, will never go away. They're not lowered. Because politicians figure out that as soon as they can put a tax in place, it will always stay there. Whether they tell you it's going to sunset or not. Because there is no such thing as sunsetting taxes. They just figure something else out to spend the money on. They tug at your emotions. They come after for, it's always education, something for the kids, something for the animals. And then people agree to keep it there because they're used to paying that tax. At some point, you need to put your foot down and say no more. Because Nevada is not going to be the great state that we love so much if this continues. People are going to be taxed out of their homes. People are going to be taxed out of their cars. They're going to be taxed out of traveling. And a lot of times in the name of education. Because that's another thing that our legislature is looking at. Because the union wants more money for education. It's just incredible. It's like we haven't lost a year of our lives to a complete scam of a pandemic, but they just want to keep it going. I found this to be a very interesting story. Did you know that lifeguards? This is coming from Forbes magazine. Lifeguards last year in California, this came out of openthebooks.com, found that lifeguards made a fortune in Los Angeles County. Seven lifeguards made more than $300,000 last year, each one. And 82 lifeguards had a total earnings that exceeded $200,000. Well, I guess that was 2019. That was the latest year available. Yes, I get it. They risk their lives. There's sharks out in that water. They have to deal with people. But still, doesn't that seem like a lot of money for a lifeguard? I wonder how much they made this year since the beaches were closed. Interesting. Do you think they got money from the stimulus? I don't know. If I could actually swim, I think I want to change my position. It goes a lot deeper than that, though. You have to see what these taxes are driving us towards. It literally is the loss of everything. Why do you think millennials don't want to own homes? They would rather just rent. If they buy something, they're going to buy a tiny home. Because they saw what their parents went through back in 2008, back with all the foreclosures. And they don't want to have to deal with that. Well, it's going to go much deeper. Let's go back to the talk and text lines before we get into Satan. Just a great conversation we'll be having. Talk and text, 884-9910. Susie's on the line, wants to talk about taxes. Hey, Susie.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
Doing fabulous. I hope you are, too.
Oh, thank you. I'm doing okay. Monica, I wanted you to know that you're going to pay by the mile on your insurance for your car. And they dropped my insurance quite a few $100s because I only used 5,000 miles. Normally, I use about 30,000 miles a year. So the difference was quite a bit of money. But you're already paying that tax.
Well, I think that depends. I think that depends on what insurance that you have, because everybody has different policies. This mile, or charging by the mile, that's actually going to come through the state, and that's going to come through your DMV bill. So it's a different tax. But I do know that we got $15 back from our insurance company because we didn't drive as much last year. For the $1,000 or thousands of dollars that we pay, we got $15 back. So, but Susie, thank you for pointing that out, because that is true. So depending on which insurance company you have, that's up there. Susie, go ahead.
I believe they all charge. It's just the amount they charge is different.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Susie. Appreciate your time today. All right. Steve wants to talk about the Douglas County School District. Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Pretty active morning. Douglas County School Education. Our family is doing the distant learning portion of the education.
Uh-huh.
We get an email this morning, and they say that all the children in D&O must come back for standardized testing at the small gym at Douglas High School. Well, we keep our daughter out of school because, it's a nightmare. The best thing about D&O right now is we've discovered that they're doing the culture cleansing aspect now, where white people are very bad and we've done nothing but bad things to America.
Yep.
So I'm happy we're on top of that. But now they're like, oh, kids have to come back for standardized testing because they need their money and need to see where the children are at.
Uh-huh.
So my wife, who's rather popular for having a backbone, calls one of the principals and asked, what's this about? It's all about money, blah, blah, blah. The conversation gets deeper, and now we found out a group of teachers at Douglas County High School, at Douglas County in the school district, sorry, high school, it's just in the school district, a group of 10 or so teachers went to OSHA and complained to OSHA that Douglas County School wasn't doing the COVID protocols correctly. So OSHA, hearsay-wise, threatened to fine the school district. Now we're finding out the school district could care less about our children. It's all about money. They didn't want to be fined by OSHA instead of standing up for children and maybe telling these 10 teachers to kick bricks.
That's, yeah.
This is a nightmare.
That is a nightmare because no child should be forced to wear a mask, not only for their health,
no.
But it's teaching kids compliance. It's teaching kids how to not, you know, think for themselves.
Well, how to fear each other. They're scared. They're going to kill grandma.
Yeah.
They can't sit next to each other because they might take it home to grandma and kill grandma. Joey has it. He might kill me. I mean, but then the teachers, these educators, which I'm pro-education like you wouldn't believe. I was blessed to have an education that I rebelled against. Okay? And I respect teachers. And prior to this, I'm like, they need more money. But what in the heck is going on here now that they're running around and they're like, they're not doing the protocols correctly, Douglas County, so we're calling OSHA.
But see,
what's
Steve,
going on?
It's called infiltration. It doesn't matter what career is out there. They're filled with the communist Americans that, you know, they want what they want, and they're going to push the agenda. So whether we believe that teachers are out there for the kids to make sure they get a great education and can succeed in life, that's not the case. Yes, there are teachers out there that believe in that, but most of them go with the teachers' union. So, Steve, thank you so much.
That's a thing. Yep.
Thank you for
no
the
worries.
Call.
No, and I have to agree.
And I'm glad you brought up OSHA because our next caller, I'm going to keep on hold. We're going to come back and talk to Christy because she has been harassed by OSHA, and she's going to tell everybody what she did right after we take this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. Sharon Osbourne is out at the talk. Not clear if she was fired, forced out, or quit. Oh, I know that feeling, said Murray Osmond. A new Transformers movie is in the works. They say plot details are being kept secret. But let me guess, cars turn into robots and fight each other. In sports, the NFL is expected to announce that they'll be moving from 16 to 17 games in a regular season this year. Sure, go ahead and prolong our agony, replied Jacksonville Jag fans. New York agreed to a deal legalizing weed. And you thought Jimmy Fallon giggled too much before. This is not headline news.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. We've got another chocolate bunny to give away sometime before the show is over from the Chocolate Shop in Glorious Gardnerville in the Raley Shopping Center there. Handmade goodies, fresh, delicious, just for you and just in time for Easter. ChocolateShop.us, that's chocolate, ChocolateShoppe.us. Let's go back to the talk and text lines because the most important thing that we should be taking away from this COVID scam and this non-pandemic is that people are finally opening up to their rights. They're learning their rights. And I tell you, she's done it. Christy Scott, owner of Battleborn Firearms and Ammunition. Christy, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, Monica.
So what happened with you and OSHA?
Well, I had just had it with them.
I think a lot of people have.
Well, I was getting my house ready to sell last week, and on Thursday, one of their investigators came in, didn't identify himself, and wouldn't take his mask down. We ask everybody to do that so that we can see their identity and so that we don't wind up like poor T.J. Lord and his dad up in Virginia City.
Murdered.
Thank you. And the guy comes in and asks for ammo. Then he stands here and he's facing the ammo, and I watched the video afterwards. And he turns around on my employees with his hands in his pockets and his face mask on and says, well, I got bad news for you. I'm sorry, Monica. If I had been in here, I probably would have drawn on him.
Had somebody in a gun store told me, I've got bad news for you, I would have done the same thing. Because to me, that is, you know, well, I got bad news for you. I'm robbing you.
Right?
That's what criminals wear masks. Remember that? Criminals.
Yep.
Not healthy people.
So I'm at home and I'm trying to talk to this guy while I'm painting my house. And he's just being a complete and total rude idiot.
You can say ass. It's okay.
Oh, I'm trying to be so good today. So I called his boss, who I dealt with months ago when I got the complaint, saying that someone saw my employees not wearing masks at an address we had 3 years ago. That was the first letter I got. Then after that letter, I got a second letter. Apparently, they didn't have the address correctly, so I had to answer that. And this guy told me, he goes, well, we can come back at any time. It could be tomorrow, but it might be whenever. And I said, well, I'm going to be off today and tomorrow getting my house ready. Do you think you could come next week? Oh, you know, I can't make any promises. Talked to his boss, asked him the same thing. So what happens? Their investigator shows up the next morning. Different one this time. Demands that I come down because he has to do this letter and this case opening within an hour of when he got here. And I said, I'm not on your time schedule. I'm on mine. And I told him I would be back at 3. Came back at 3, and there he was. He wanted to come into my office, and I said, no, you're not to go in my establishment anymore. I had had it. I called Joey Gilbert, and I called, God bless them, the Constitutional Law Group. And I finally said, I'm done. If I need to be that case that's going to fight these guys, I will be that case.
Oh, God bless you, Christy.
I'm not an angry or rude person. I'm a rule follower. But there comes a time where you have to just say no.
People,
and I'm done.
People are being robbed. They're being assaulted. They're being murdered. And people feel comfortable doing it because everybody's supposed to wear a mask.
Well, my
and we cannot have that at a gun store.
They won't make any exceptions. In fact, the packet of material that they have...
No. No, Christy, you are absolutely wrong. They will make an exception because if you go to different places, if you are black, you do not have to wear a mask. So they will make exceptions.
Oh, yeah. I told them, I said, look, you have different requirements for bars, for beauty salons, you name it. But you haven't taken, and I told the guy, I said, told him about TJ and his dad. God bless them. You know, I blame this whole mask mandate for their murder. I completely do.
And just to remind listeners, I have spoken and had the former Nevada health officer for the state on the air with me saying that everything he has looked at, every single number, every single hospital, he says there is absolutely 100% no reason for us to be locked down. So this is all crap.
It is. And I had COVID. I had COVID pneumonia. I had bacterial pneumonia.
Bacterial pneumonia has been, bacterial pneumonia has been proven to be caused by masks.
And I never have worn one. The only time I wore a mask was to go into the hospital in the ER, and they had to give me something to settle my nerves because wearing a mask causes me issues. Oh, and this is the other thing that they told me, that my employees don't have a right to privacy. They wanted a letter for the reason that we can't wear masks. And I said, no, I have a right to privacy. Well, you can have your general practitioner do it. I said, well, yeah, that's if my general practitioner is the one that is treating me. But if it's not a general practitioner and it's a specialist, well, I said if my letter came from a pulmonologist, you would know I had a respiratory condition.
Plus,
that's Nunya.
Plus, it's HIPAA. It's none of your damn business. So is the constitutional law group going to take up your case?
Well, Joey Gilbert is. And let me read you the letters. Or did you see them?
Oh, the ones that are posted on your door?
Yep. We basically said we are not infringing on anyone's rights. We are not following the mandate. And I'm going to trespass any state agency that comes in here regarding this mask mandate. I'm going to tell them to leave.
It's what you have to do. It's what you have to do as a business owner. It is time for you to fight back. And
well,
Christy,
and I'm challenging every other gun store within range of your radio station to do the same. There is strength in numbers.
You know,
if we all say no more.
Gun store owners believe in the Second Amendment. How about the First Amendment? How about not only the Bill of Rights, but our human rights? How about we all believe in that? So,
yeah. What about the Fourth Amendment?
Yeah, exactly, the Fourth Amendment. Christy, God bless you. Thank you so much for having a spine and doing this. And, you know, we're going to follow your case because it doesn't matter if you're a gun store. It doesn't matter if you're a restaurant, a beauty supply store, a salon, a gym. Stand up for not only your rights as a business owner, but stand up for your customers' rights as well. If they want to wear a mask, let them wear a mask. If they don't, then leave them the heck alone.
Yep.
Christy Scott.
I don't want anybody in my store wearing a mask.
Nope.
It's too stressful on myself and my staff.
And
we had enough. I mean, when BLM was going through and threatening and Antifa and all that, we were sleeping at the store. I'm not doing this anymore.
Good for you.
I have a right to run my business.
Good for you. Christy Scott,
yep.
Battleborn
thank
Ammunition
you.
And Firearms in Carson City, thank you so much for standing
you,
up
Monica.
To the tyranny. All right, we'll be back after this quick break. Fox News update. Appreciate it so much. And I appreciate you for listening. So, caller number 2, 884-9910. You're gonna pick up that chocolate bunny from the chocolate shop just in time for Easter.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99. Well, I'm sorry, I'm in the midst of reading an email that just is blowing my mind. So it's just, can't even think straight. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today. Boy, we got the listeners up at the lake today. So Steve from Zephyr Cove, congratulations on that chocolate bunny, either filled with marshmallow or peanut butter from the chocolate shop. If you missed your opportunity. Dan, how many more do we have to give away? Was today it? Nope. We got 4 more days. Okay, so all week, we're going this. Oh, 2 more days. Sorry about that. We have 2 more days. You know, what can I say? You tell me 2, I take 4. It's kind of like the government. Just give them an inch, they take a mile. But we got 2 more days for a chance for you to win from the chocolate shop. If you miss any of those opportunities, just go online and order now because you'll find a bunch of other stuff that you're going to want to grab as well. Oh, the dark chocolate covered walnuts. The Chocolate Shop. SHOPPE. ChocolateShop.us. This is just so, it's getting out of hand. It is getting out of hand. So receiving a, we were talking about Douglas County Schools earlier and the letter that they received and being reported to OSHA and getting a letter. Well, we received the same for Washoe County Schools. We also told Washoe County School that our child was no longer going to be participating in Washoe County School. We were told didn't matter. Now, that can be taken two different ways. It can be taken from they just don't care about your child. But it can also be taken as you have to remember we had a bill just 2 years ago that was trying to remove parents' rights when it came to sex education. Do you think that that bill or a modification of it is not going to be put back again into the Nevada legislature where there are no county school districts and it just goes to a state school district, that they do the curriculum, they make the decisions? There again, Communist 101, there's the handbook for you. Take control of the education system. Take control of the young minds, and you are set for the future. So I told you I was going to mention this earlier. I'm just going to go over some quick numbers. This is from Europe. 3,964,000 people have died from adverse drug reactions due to the vaccinations. 162,610 injuries. Those are just the ones that are immediately known. That doesn't say anything about the ones that we are going to see in the future. I'm not saying don't get a vaccination. I'm just saying if you value your life, you better do some more research into it. Don't just take the government's word for it. Especially since the WHO, yes, the World Health Organization, has now come to the realization to put it out. This is from March 26th. The WHO confirms that the COVID-19 PCR test is flawed. It estimates positive cases meaningless. They are meaningless. And the lockdown has no scientific basis. That is coming from the Global Research Organization. Again, that is on my website, 991fmtalk.com. Go to the Monica J. page. Today's poll question, how do you feel about the death penalty? How do you feel about that? Because there are two bills in the Nevada legislature right now that are trying to abolish it here in Nevada. I think Republicans, you know, certain people were trying to abolish it already by saying, oh, well, we can't get the drugs necessary. Okay, so what? Plug in old Sparky back at Carson. Isn't that where we had an electric chair or something? You know, if you're not going to live by civilized rules, obey the law, then you don't deserve to live amongst law-abiding citizens. Sorry. That's my opinion. And it's so funny because people are so quick to abort, well, a child literally being born. They're okay with killing that child that has done nothing wrong but be born. And yet criminals, no, can't do that. Because they need the criminal element. They need the criminal element to push their agenda and to make sure that you are afraid. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in good? Because if you do, then you realize you need to believe in Satan and evil. And this just really gets me. At what point do you stop supporting Nike? I actually donated, I had a couple of Nike shirts, I donated them. I don't have any Nike shoes. Because it was bad enough when they sided with Colin Kaepernick to go on the whole anti-police rampage. I honestly can't even believe that I'm doing this story. Rapper Lil Nas is releasing Satan shoes. This is a story from March 27th. Satan shoes have human blood in them. He's the one that you probably didn't know this because I doubt seriously how many of my listeners actually follow the rapper Lil Nas. He gives a lap dance to the devil. And then he kills the devil and becomes the devil himself. So despite having a massive fan base of kids, Lil Nas X says he won't cater to your children. He'll do as he pleases. So, I don't know if the video was all to get publicity for his new sneakers. The sneaker actually references Luke 10, 18 through 20 from the Bible, which reads, "He replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." So, on the sole of these shoes that are black and red, contains 60 cc's of ink, red ink, with a drop of human blood in them. Now, they did not mass produce this shoe, so they could, of course, get a high price for them. 666. 666 individually numbered pairs. Yeah. At what point do you say, Nike, I'm done with you? If this is the type of thing that you want to put out into society, that you want to put out to your kids, you know, he was even on Sesame Street. And I get it. He's openly gay. So, good for him. You should be open about your lifestyle. You shouldn't hide who you are. But he makes no bones about it that he's not hiding from who he also believes in. Satan and the almighty dollar. So at what point do you use your money to say, I'm not supporting this garbage anymore? You know, I started thinking about the music that I liked when I was in high school. And it was Prince, baby. It was Little Red Corvette, and I knew what the lyrics meant. But this is how you fundamentally change society. By our entertainment. By the music that we listen to, by the movies that we watch, by the television programs and the stories that we follow. I never watched Lucifer, but I got the premise of it. They were trying to make him look like a good guy. That's not what it is in reality. Whether you believe in the Bible or not, because there are a lot of people who don't. And that is the wonderful thing about the Constitution. We have the freedom of religion. You can believe, you don't have to believe. But we have to make that choice of the believers of what we support in society. And you can't go around supporting garbage like this, because it's taking over the minds of the kids, and it has been ever since I was a kid. So you know it's been a long time. So look at what's going on around you. Because every time you ask yourself, how did we get here? The answer is obvious. We let ourselves be led here. We let ourselves get to this point. We stopped paying attention to what politicians were doing. We stopped paying attention to Washington, D.C. because we felt that those people who we elected to represent us were taking care of us. The media wasn't taking care of us. The media doesn't tell us really what's going on with bills that are going through the Nevada legislature right now until it's time for a vote. Well, once it goes for a vote, it's too late. So that's why you need to be involved now. That's why you need to sign up, get the emails from the Senate, get the emails from the Assembly, sign up on their websites, get the emails from America Families, because that's how you know what's truly going on. Washoe Patriots, Nevada Patriots, Nevada Grassroots, Constitutional Lunch every other Wednesday. I'm sorry, Conservative Talk Lunch every other Wednesday. You have to start talking with like-minded people to find out what's really going on. Why do you think that our founding fathers were meeting in the back rooms of businesses, in bars? Because they had to decide for themselves what was real. Why do you think our bars and restaurants and our businesses are shut down and people are wearing masks? Because you can't understand what they're saying. It's all a push to something greater than ourselves that is not good. And unfortunately, the people I surround myself with, from my boss, my coworkers, to the people that I hang with, my friends and family, they get it. They understand. There is a virus out there that is no worse than the flu. And yet, look what you were willing to sacrifice. Your individual freedoms, your individuality, because now you're just a mask. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Nissan of Carson City brings us our poll question. And today's poll question is, do you think that the death penalty should be abolished here in Nevada? Because they've got two bills in the legislature working on that right as we speak. So just another one of those things to get you to contact your representatives, assembly people, state senators. Get on it. You can even send the governor a message if you would like. Just make sure it's tasteful. You need to watch what's going on around the world and in liberal states, especially, to see what is going to come upon us here in Nevada if we let the Democrats continue to be in places of power, because they are wielding that power like, well, I used to say drunken sailors, but I've been upsetting too many sailors out there. So you have to know what's coming down the pike. And right now it's happening in New York City, one of the most liberal states out there. when we should be, you know, watching the criminal trial of a man who put elderly people into infected nursing homes, or, you know, infected people into nursing homes and infected the healthy and saw so many deaths, or, you know, for the sexual harassment and things that are going on. But no, he's not worried about anything like that. He thinks that he's pretty much set, and that's why he is pushing vaccine passports. And please do not mistake the name of this as for something to travel to another country or another state. All right? If you want to get into a restaurant, if you want to get into a grocery store, an event, a venue, a school, this is what the Democrats are going to be pushing in every Democrat state and for the United States as a whole. Because look at the hole that name, Biden-Harris administration, look at what they're doing to us. All right, I have to take off. This has been an absolute pleasure. I'm going to go over and speak with the Carson City Republican Men's Club right now for their luncheon. And until tomorrow, do your research and log on to 991fmtalk.com and check out my webpage there, because everything I've talked about is pretty much there for you. And watch geoengineering. All right. Love you. Have a great day. Enjoy this beautiful weather, because you never know with geoengineering when it's going to change.